I first of all want to address the feedback. You're absolutely right. I should have stuck to one theme. Unfortunately, I was using vanilla Emacs and not my own config. So to show that it can work, apologies for that. I will keep that in mind the next time I do such a demo. The first question, the feedback was consider using similar background dark only or light only throughout to help with eye strain. The first question is, should I know all my contacts' email address by heart, or is some kind of contact list? Unfortunately, right now, this is just to get started. You have to know it by heart. But I take this as feedback. I will write this down for myself as a feature request. I will make sure that all contacts or some kind of tap support is present for email addresses. I do not use the org system for replying so much. I use it for knowing the context. So I don't really reply using the org mode itself to reply. So I did not focus on that feature. But this is doable. We can certainly add a tap support for any contacts that you may have, org contacts, or I don't know if there's any other package that does that. So if it is, let me know. Org contacts is what comes to my mind. The second question is, what would it take to use the org pieces of this with offline IMAP or other non-Gmail mail setups? I use FastMail. Currently, I use only Gmail because that's my workflow, and it works with a Gmail API. So, which means the Python script that goes along with it only works with Gmail and no other system for now. This is the current package. Yes, I will note this down. I don't know what it will take to include this offline IMAP setup or any other non-Gmail setup. Let me tinker with it and find out what it will involve. So give me some time. Maybe I will get this
Sorry, what did you
going.
say?
Sorry?
Sorry, I'm currently typing on DPP.
Oops. Okay.
All right.
One of my many windows. Too many windows
Okay.
open.
May I continue?
Hi, Bala. Yes, please. Sorry for the confusion.
Hi, Amin. All right. So the next one is, do you worry about sending some info to a wrong person due to some unseen technical issues, for example, due to memory overflow? I have not been focusing on replying from within Emacs so much or using my package. I usually do it through the Gmail interface. I usually use this to get the context within the project, download all the emails, make sure that I have acted on emails which Gmail doesn't do so well. I don't know what the action is. I don't want to use Gmail as a to-do list. Org mode is great at this. Any work I have to do, any reports I have to compile, all of that org mode does. I don't use it for replying or doing its actions around the email, which I focus on. But point taken. Let me see if there is a like Gmail offers, for 10 seconds or something, you can still undo so that it doesn't go out of your email if you made a mistake, or if there's a problem with your Gmail or the email sending should sort of stop. Let me think about that. So I've not paid attention to that, but I'll take your point. The next one, you should say what Gmail is and not its goals and non-goals, which in this case is more helpful to help people get their head around this. You had some good ones in your slides, but not your GitHub page. Okay, great. Okay, so I will definitely take the information from the slides and give it to put it back into my README. It's been a while since I updated README, and you're absolutely right. It probably doesn't say why you need org Gmail. So that would be definitely something that I can do. One thing to add, the goal is an easier way to add one-off email into org mode and org agenda workflows and first. Love seeing a different way of looking at and working with email. Thank you so much for that. Yes, that's the idea here is if we can integrate email, and I think there is Memax, you know, that's one package that I loved. It can integrate all of the other stuff into your org mode. That worked, but I like email and dealing with email. That is my single source of truth outside of org mode. So that's the only one I need for now. So, and I like it seeing the action and the history on my org agenda. That's one of the reasons why I built this package. I hope that answers that. There is one more saying, how does it handle attachments? If it doesn't, do you have a plan to add this feature? Attachments is a bit tricky for me right now because I don't understand org attach so well. I don't use org attach, but you're absolutely right. It does make sense to have org attach also. And it's definitely in my plan to include org attach. I don't think I talked about it in my talk, but I definitely have that idea. First, I had to wrap myself, head around the idea of org attach and how it, because I don't like about org attach, I'll tell you, is default is it opens a new folder called data, and there are, it uses a unique code and there are subfolders in it, which I do not appreciate because I want all those files also to be within the same context of my project or area. And that's one of the reasons and I'm sure you can customize that. There are ways to do that, but I have to pay more attention to this. Right now, all of the attachments are dealt with in Gmail, which is not a good system to handle that because it's so out of context. And there are like 25 contexts in the same inbox, which I do not appreciate. So the even the attachments are like that. But org mode has a much better way of handling it, or Emacs is a much better way of handling it. I will definitely put my attention to this and get this feature out. This is all customer feedback for me, so to speak. So I would definitely request all of you to try it out and tell me, good or bad things about the package. And you've been very candid so far. Please be candid with your feedback, and I will get to know how to go with this. With so much, I mean, I'm not an expert in eLisp, but I have a workaround, which is I have generative AI support, which has done well with me. I test the software better, so I can use the generative AI to help me with the coding, but I can test it so that it works for me. And I would request your help also in testing this software. So for sure, thank you so much for your question. If there are any more, I can definitely answer them.